Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was thinking the other day, wasn't easy, mildly painful. I stuck it out though. I just kept doing it. I was thinking about why it is that companies share their values. They put them on their websites. They share their mission statement. They share their values. They talk about what the company's all about. And it was in relation to that got me thinking about, well, why don't we as individuals share our values? Because we certainly share lots of things with one another. There's people out there that share their pronouns. We talk about where we're from, where we grew up. We talk about what we do, but we don't. It's not a common thing to say, these are my values. And I think that that would be a really valuable thing for a lot of different reasons. And so that's what I was thinking about and wanted to share some of those thoughts with you. In fact, I'm going to share all of them with you. So the reasons that companies share their values, I think that there are three primary reasons that they do it. They want to let their employees know they need to publicize, this is what we stand for, this is what we believe in, these are our values, so that when they are trying to hire people to come work for their organization, to say, hey, if you are aligned with what we are doing, then this is probably a great place for you. So I want to share that with our customers, with our employees rather. And then the next one is we want to share that with our customers. So why would you want to do business with our organization? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? And then we can make good decisions and determinations. I choose to work with this company. I choose to buy this company's product over that company's product. We're seeing a lot of that these days. With Budweiser specifically, with there's just lots. So I think it's at the heart of it comes down to what the values are. How are you investing your money? How are you advertising your company? Who are you aligning and associating yourself with? And then finally, it's the greater community. So companies, again, want to get really clear on what their values are so that their employees understand what they are, their customers understand, and then just the general community. So folks that don't have a financial interest in the organization, then they're still clear. And I think that we're actually seeing this play out really nicely with what's going on with Budweiser, because they made some decisions about how they wanted to advertise, and now they are reevaluating that and they are backpedaling, they're doubling down. It seems like they are a little bit unclear in what's really going on. And this is a case study in why and how a company can go sideways or make mistakes when it comes to their values, because it's really, I don't think it's clear to a lot of people. What is most important to Budweiser? It's a beer company, but it's more than that because it's an American institution. It's Clydesdales. It's what's up. It's real men of genius. It's Budweiser is it's been a wonderful company, a wonderful American company for a really long time. And now it's no longer that, I guess, as those words come in my mouth, but you get the idea. It's still an institution. And I imagine that we're going to see a refocus from them as they take a big step back, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll re-clarify what their values are, and then they'll share that, or maybe they'll choose not to. I have no idea. But essentially, this is why organizations ought to be doing a good job. They put themselves on the hook by publishing, these are our values. And then when we know what they are and they act in a certain way that is aligned with that, you know, we give them a thumbs up. Or when they go astray and they veer off course and they act in a way that is not aligned or congruent with their values, say, hey, what's going on here? We're not going to do business with you anymore, potentially. So these are all opportunities. So why don't we as individuals share our values? Again, we share lots of things. We share, some people share their pronouns. We talk about where we're from, all this kind of stuff. But why not share our values? I think that so much good would come from that. Number one is, if you are going to share your values with somebody else, you need to know what your values are. So it'd be an opportunity for you and I to sit down and get out a pen, take our brains out, turn it on, start using it. Think about, okay, what are my core values? What values are most really resonate with me and are most important with me? There are so many of them. There's so many great values. So it's a process of looking at the world of values and distilling down. Yeah, these are the handful, the 3, 5, however many you want. There's not a rule on that. That say, these are the ones that really resonate most with me. And now that I've done this work, I figured it out. I think it's cool. And I want to share with other people. And in so doing, then you put yourself on the hook to it. Say, I value, you know, friendship, but, you know, I'm being a colossal jerk all the time. So you kind of get the idea. This is what's important to me, and my actions actually are aligned with it, or they are not. So there is so much value, again, in that process of filtering down which ones are most important to you. When you do that, what values, and I guess the greater is beliefs, what that gives you is your values essentially become the filter through which you take in new information, and then you process it through your values. So when you're making decisions about what you're going to, how you're going to allocate your resources, you do that through the lens of your values, through the filter of your values. Is this something I'm going to spend money on? Is this something I'm going to spend time on? Is this something I'm going to give my attention to? Is this something I'm going to allocate my energy towards? So when you are clear in what your values are and what's most important to you, you're putting yourself in position to make better choices. You're making values-based decisions as opposed to whatever feels good at the time. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I think that the more aligned we can get with our decision-making process, it's going to help us to prioritize things, which help us to make better decisions, which gets us closer to the life that we actually want to be living. So it's immensely valuable to be clear in what your values are, because you know that every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to the whole universe of everything else. You only have, you know, 24 hours in a day. So if you're going to sleep for 10 hours, well, now we have 14 hours. You're going to sleep for 5 hours. You get the idea. So if you're going to spend time reading versus watching television, if you're going to choose to buy real estate instead of investing in the stock market, if you're going to buy Bitcoin instead of Ethereum, these are all decisions, and they can all be values-based if you choose to do that.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So I think that there, it's a really worthwhile exercise to figure out what your values are, and an even more worthwhile practice to try and be thinking about your values in relationships to the decisions you're making. And again, you know, unless you're independently wealthy and unless you're going to live to 500 and you're going to maintain same level of energy all the time, we need to make good decisions about how it is that we're allocating our most important resources. So for the longest time, and it's still true, that three core values that I shared with everybody as my core values were friendship, justice, and learning. And I learned those when I was in my late teens, and they really resonated and still do. Carried with me until earlier this year. So now I'm 44 years old. So those have been my core values for a long time. I've updated them to a degree. And I can tell you that today my three core values are freedom, justice, and responsibility. So freedom, justice, and responsibility. And you can take each of those in a lot of different ways. But for me, they apply to individuals. So it's individual freedom, it's justice for the individual, and it is individual responsibility or person responsibility. Say personal freedom, personal justice, personal responsibility. That is, those are the values which are highest and most important to me. Friendship, learning, still right there. If I could have five, and I can, it would be those. So I should just start saying that I have five core values instead of just three, because I don't think there's any rule to it. Is there a rule to it that says you have to have three values? It just rolls off the tongue a little easier. It's really easy to remember three, sometimes a little harder to remember five, even though they are your core values. You know, your brain get a little older, you start to forget things. So how about you? Are values something that you've thought about in the past? Is it something you think about all the time? I'm really curious. I know that it's super easy just to, you know, go through the business of our daily lives. And we're not always, we don't always have the headspace. In fact, rarely do we have extra headspace to be sitting around thinking about this kind of stuff. But once you do it, then you have it. You have them forever. And when somebody asks you, hey, do you ever think about your values? Do you have values? What are your core values? You can say, yeah, mine are friendship, justice, and learning. Mine are freedom, justice, and responsibility. So for me, it would be freedom, justice, responsibility, friendship, and learning. Do you get the idea here? I need to restructure those so that they sound a little better. So again, there's so many great values that are out there. And I know that I like a framework, because if I were just to ask you what your values are, and it would be pretty ambiguous. You just start wondering and thinking. So I've developed a framework for helping to figure out what your core values are. And I packaged it up in a course, which is free, that you can access. It's called the Values Course. I'm excellent at naming things. It's one of my unique abilities. And you can access that on moneyalignmentacademy.com/courses. You'll also find there the Goals Course. And What I think for sure is that when you are in the headspace of thinking about values, it's an awesome time to be thinking about goals as well. So I'd encourage you to do that. And then finally, just to round it out, there is also a get out of debt course for free. And if you find yourself in the situation that I certainly was for a long time, mired in credit card debt, which is crappy, take advantage of that as well. So thanks for your time and attention. I'm grateful for it. You chose to give it to me. Hopefully it's been aligned with your values. Remember, and as always, do your part by doing your best.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.